This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by Hayabusa, the leader in combat sports gear. Get 20% off with code MMA Nuts at HayabusaFight.com.
HostGator, the leader in hosting. Save 40% off shared hosting with code MMA40.
TireBuyer.com. Save 5% off any order over $400 with code MMA Nuts5. Protect a Bed. Visit ProtectTheBed.com and save 20% with code MMA Nuts. Defense Soap. Get 15% off with code MMA Nuts at DefenseSoap.com. Hey fans, it's MMA Nuts, episode 260!
260!
That was weird.
260!
Let's start over.
Why?
I don't know. My name is Michael Weigold.
Back room of the MMA show. By MMA fans, for MMA fans, we're walking live between serious and ridiculous. Don't try to stop the show, Ingo.
Okay, sorry.
This is a locomotion. Once in motion, it cannot be stopped.
Okay. Is that like...
It's a motivated BJ Penn, all
there
right?
You go. Thank
fucking
you.
A. That's we're what the a... show is. Motivated! Ready to go!
It just felt weird. Wasn't it weird?
No, never.
Never?
It's never weird.
Dude.
We go in cold.
Speaking of which.
Come out hot.
Before we do anything.
What?
We need to talk about something very important.
What?
FanDuel.com. Football is starting.
Is that
college
right?
is on. Yes. Use our code MMANUTS. You can support the show. And you can get, I think it's 100% deposit match or some shit.
Yeah, so something
if you,
like that.
If you like to play the game, you like to, you know, little money on a little game.
Oh, something.
You got NFL. I think they do, like, baseball. They do college, maybe even soccer. I don't even know. There's a lot of sports happening.
Porn. Is porn considered?
How do you bet on porn?
Is she going to get
it?
Exactly. Facial or no facial?
Or, like, which minute is he going to blow?
Yeah.
Jesus. Okay. Now they're like, I love it. The sponsors got to be looking at us sometimes. They're like, oh, this great commercial. And then they go, why?
And then one of them fucks
why?
It up.
Why?
I said something.
You have to go
we're talking
there.
About porn and jizz. Fuck it. You just ruined everything. I'm like, no, we made it great.
It was great. What else is going on?
That's it.
That's it.
That's it. End of the show.
Show's
down.
Over.
Fucking,
shut it down.
We should do that one time. Just a 3-minute in, out, done. What did you do? We just promoted a sponsor. We're out. Fucking thanks for playing.
I have a good idea for when we do that.
So all right.
Let's, if I can remember by the time we're done, I'll let you know.
Okay.
Hey.
What?
Want to talk about some news?
Yes.
Did you hear,
and
I'm curious what you think about this, because I know you are a connoisseur of old movies that are awesome.
Okay.
Ronda Rousey is going to be starring in the remake of Roadhouse, playing the role that our beloved late departed Patrick Swayze,
all played, 4'2" of him.
Yes, played so well. Why are they doing this, Matt?
Well, first off, this is fucking blasphemy. You cannot remake classic movies.
But they are.
This is a disturbing trend of
Top
late.
Top Gun they're remaking too.
The fuck?
How can you do that?
Exactly. But I'm trying to process in my head, how do you have a female bouncer in a male-dominated environment, unless she's going to dress up as a guy? There was like some 80s movie. What the fuck was the name? I wrote it down.
The chick was a guy?
Yeah, just one of the guys.
Oh, yeah. Oh, she was a... She went to high school, right?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, that chick in the movie was hot.
Yes, yeah. She had nice tits. And I'm just wondering...
You said tits.
If that's the scenario they're going to go down. But, you know, as we start talking about her in this movie, which is, it's going to be a total disaster.
Probably. Who else is starring?
I don't even know.
Part, so.
But why don't they just remake Far and Away then and have...
Oh, God.
Goddamn Conor McGregor as the Tom Cruise.
Yes.
And fucking Dana White. Toe the line, Scrappa! Toe the line! That's what I'm waiting for. If you make that with those two, I'm telling you, that's fucking printing gold. That's like triple rainbow.
You watched that movie?
Huh?
Are you admitting that you watched that
Fuck
movie?
Fuck yeah, I watched that movie. Toe the line!
Oh, man.
Toe the line!
That was a long-ass movie, wasn't it? Like 3 hours?
I don't know. I think you got to see Nicole Kidman naked.
Yeah, that was worth it.
Yeah. Scrappa! That's all
it's
about.
That'd be awesome.
Fucking Irish.
But
yeah, so back to her.
Don't like it, right?
She's not the best actress in the world.
I didn't see her act yet, so I have no clue.
Wasn't she in Expendables 3?
I have not seen it.
I every time I try to watch one of those, I pass the fuck
up. Well,
the
first one was good.
I can't make it through any of them.
I don't think they're doing anything magical with the next 10 they're going to make.
It's just
more of the same.
Guns and death and knives.
One-liners. Cheesy one-liners.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
Arnold and Stallone in the
yes.
same movie.
Yep.
Come on. That's crazy talk.
Speaking of Conor McGregor, though, did you watch this week's Ultimate Fighter before I forget? You did not watch?
Oh.
I watched it.
How was it?
The fights were pretty good. I liked them. There was some good action. The back and forth between Faber and McGregor, pure gold. I think Faber called asked McGregor why his melon was so big. Mm-hmm. He looks like a toothpick on a melon or
a
something.
Cantaloupe
head, so whatever. Yeah. And they were just going nonstop back and forth. And I'm not sure, like, it looked like playful, but I can see that it's going the road of, like, eventually one or both of them are going to get pissed at each other, and they're probably going to, like, throw down.
Scrap.
Yeah. So, I don't know. We'll see. They're building this up as this season's like, it's the best season ever.
Oh, my God. Isn't it always?
I'll see if I can make it past week 3. If I can get it to week 4, then it's a good season, because the last 3 or 4, I'm all pumped, and then second episode, I'm like, oh, this sucks. Wow. And then third
episode.
Well,
the first is always the best, right?
Yeah, because they fight. Yeah. They don't even fuck around. They just get right into the fights. 2 hours of just fighting. It's good. So
maybe I'll watch it. I forget. The first show is always the best, and then just...
There were some good fights, man. There was a couple good scraps, some good finishes, a couple of just some tough dudes on this show. So 155 pounders. Interesting.
Into another deep division. Why don't they do it at heavyweights anymore? If you're going to...
Probably don't got the...
There's no talent,
unfortunately. Yeah, there's no meat for that shit. What else you got going on?
Speaking of heavyweights, did you see there was an article... Oh, no. Tim Sylvia, he was on the Chael Sonnen podcast. He was talking about why he left the UFC.
And he likes cheeseburgers?
Fuck yeah, he does. 365, bitch. He said that at the time he was on 100,000 to show, 100,000 to win, and had one fight left on his contract. He wanted to fight Brock Lesnar. He wanted Brock Lesnar money, and they would give him neither of those.
Damn.
Offered him Czech Congo to fight Czech in Europe or something. He turned it down, asked to be released. He actually got released. Then his next fight, he signed with Affliction and fought Fedor and made $800,000.
Jesus.
That's okay. Why Affliction's probably not on business anymore. Overpaying. But hey, if you're a fighter, fucking A.
Go for it.
And that was interesting because, do fighters even get released anymore if you ask to be released? It doesn't seem like they do that. They just tie them up now and say, oh, you're going to.
Forever.
We're going to hold on to you and just shelve you.
Good luck fighting, making a living, right?
Yeah.
But they can cut you anytime.
That's right. That's how we like it. One way, our way, or fuck you. And then Tim thinks he's a top 20 heavyweight still. What do you think
about
that?
You may be right about that.
Actually. 360 or not, he still probably has the skills. You know, heavyweight is such a thin division.
Very thin.
I think the thinnest is in the UFC.
Yeah.
It's like heavyweight and light heavyweight right behind him.
Why doesn't he just cut some weight down and get back into training?
I don't know. He might have knee back problems by this point, I would imagine.
Okay.
Late
30s. Because he was in there with the Miletic camp, right? Mm-hmm. He came up old school, so.
Wearing that belt everywhere he went. Yeah. Fucking like a champ in that thing.
Mm-hmm. Fucking in his belt.
Yes.
That's just wacky.
Wearing it to the grocery store. Who does this? I respect that.
Fucking in the belt is, like, even more weird, I think. It's just like, the goddamn thing's getting in the way. Wearing the damn belt. It's just strange.
Choking a bitch with it. I don't know what he's doing.
Who knows?
I'm just sad.
Throwing
respect.
Respect.
He should come back.
Dude, speaking of heavyweights, though.
Yeah, go ahead.
I was reading all this crap this week about Mir. And getting Adderall exemption or not getting an Adderall. And then the whole thing with Floyd Mayweather.
So it's USADA.
Yes.
USADA's granting therapeutic use exemptions. And it was weird with the Mayweather-Pacquiao. They're saying they're doing like a retroactive therapeutic use exemption. So if you fail for something, we'll give you it. And like, huh?
Well, you had sent that long-ass article to me, which I read my God. Only the portion you told me.
That's why I tried to proofread.
Where is it?
Proofread it. Like, just go to this part, read this. There's a lot of bullshit in this article.
It sounds like different fighters pay different rates for testing. And it seems like the more money you got, the more you pay, and basically you stay clean.
You get your level of cleanness. Like, how much?
You're all good.
How much you got?
Yeah.
I always love that when you're trying to buy something. Yeah. Well, what are you looking to spend? Let's quit playing the fucking game. What's it for sale for? I don't go first. That's how I do it.
Yeah, in sales, that's kind of funny.
Yeah.
People don't like that sometimes. I like to ask people what their budget is.
I always turn it right back around. Well, what does it cost?
I like to do that. Yeah. That's funny. So what's your budget? So, you know, I don't know.
About 250.
Yeah. So what do you think about this? Like, should, because I was reading that football is, the Adderall is big there.
Yeah.
That, you know, for ADD or whatever. but apparently it has performance-enhancing benefits as well.
Well, it's weird because it goes back to, so you had USADA with their therapeutic use exemption. You have the Nevada State Athletic Commission basically saying, hey, USADA, go fuck yourself. You have no jurisdiction. That's what I always wondered when we have these two. USADA is just a drug testing agency. They can't be issuing therapeutic use exemptions because Nevada or any athletic commission, it does not matter to them because they're the ones who have to issue this. So I don't know why they're even in this game. You're just a drug tester, not a...
They want the monies, man.
License giver.
They want the monies. Maybe they don't test for Adderall if you pay.
Well, just, you know, the more that stuff's coming out, I'm not accusing USADA of doing anything illegal, but I'm just saying it's really curious that you have these allegations, and is this the whole front for the UFC to claim they're going to have testing? And maybe they're having it, but it's, I don't know, like what you're saying. You're paying a certain amount, and you're getting the drug testing that you want.
Yes. That's what it sounds like for Mayweather, anyways.
It's real weird, man.
Yeah. And, you know, Mir taking ADHD medicine, this explains a lot. Maybe he wasn't on it back in the Brock Lesnar days. And
That motherfucker.
He's so crazy. He was just totally, off his rocker. He's always, just redlining it in his head, just rah, 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 you know, and then he takes the stimulant medication, and he's more calm now. I'm chill.
He's off the TRT, too, and you can see his body type has changed.
Big time. Big time. So, I don't know.
It's weird.
It's to be determined. We'll see. In the next 12 months, if some major fighters don't get popped or more fighters don't get popped, I would say it's still as corrupt as fuck because it guaranteed people are going to get popped. But then the other question is how come all of them are starting to look like slightly deflated?
Right.
So is it really fake? Is it real? Is it the illusion of fear?
Maybe it's the illusion of fear because how many people has USADA busted in the UFC so far?
Nobody.
Right. And this started in July. Yeah. So we're only a couple months in.
Yeah.
July, August, September. I think they weren't, when the drug czar Novitsky was on the Rogan podcast, one who said you're probably not ramping it up until this month. So.
Okay.
We'll see.
Okay. Maybe this week 10 people get busted.
Probably. Oh, fuck. They're claiming smoke and mirrors on us. We're going to have to bust at least 10 people or take down one
major
champion.
Okay.
Has Anderson Silva been tested yet? Let's retest him again. Fuck that guy. His dick hard juice. He's going to go bye-bye for 3 years.
Yeah.
So, anyway.
3 years.
Speaking of all this shit, let's stick with Nevada State Athletic Commission. So, on Monday of this week, when the show comes out, Nick Diaz is going to have his Nevada State Athletic Commission hearing.
They're going to stream it live on UFC Fight Pass.
Yeah.
So, I don't have that.
You're not missing much, but what do you think is going to happen with Mr. Diaz? Because it seems like there was, again, it's another...
For marijuana?
Yeah, there was a failed test.
So Silva got off easy, I think.
He got a year.
Yeah, it's pretty easy compared to...
But that's his first offense, and Nick's had two previous marijuana ones.
But this one was pretty... not really clear why he tested positive. So
yeah, because there's some.
It was a negative.
Anytime there's a
positive, negative or something, or positive. I don't know. It doesn't matter.
There's a discrepancy.
It's Nick Diaz. You know he smokes weed. The point is, was he high when he was fighting? I don't know. Nobody cares. Just let him go. He's bringing the crazy. Okay. I say he gets off. I think they're gonna give him time already served. To be honest.
I think he's gonna get two.
It was
January.
Yeah.
Was when they fought.
So almost 8 months? 9 months? Okay. Yeah, so.
I'm guessing 2 years, Ingo.
2 years for marijuana?
Two-year ban.
That's fucked up.
Well, they're in the dark ages in the Nevada State Athletic Commission. Depending upon how they come out, I mean, I hope the attorney presents some good case and not the Anderson Silva case, you know? That one didn't work very
well. Maybe there'll be another crazy music fest DJing in the background. Can you call in? You should call
in. I don't know.
Fucking
trying to
be
think
epic.
What song I want to put in.
Just MMA nuts the whole time. MMA nuts.
Bones and hoes. Bones and hoes. What? I don't know. What else we got going? So, new fight announced. So you had TJ Dillashaw versus Dominic Cruz. Going to be on a fight night. January 16th.
Okay.
Why is this fight not on pay-per-view?
Because I don't think it can draw.
Right.
Maybe. Or they're trying to be generous.
Or is it because Cruz is not going to make it?
So they'll put Dillashaw. Maybe
he's going to get injured again? Like a pull out his knee for the fourth time?
I wonder if sometimes they put people in temporary places. Like, just to protect, like, a pay-per-view or something, so it's around the same time. Is there a major pay-per-view that around that time?
I'm sure. There's one, like, every
month. So they can move the fight forwards or back slightly, depending on what's going on with the pay-per-view. Maybe that's it.
Well, I thought they were going to do the Mighty Mouse versus Dillashaw. Maybe he's a backup. Maybe he's a contingency. So if Cruz gets hurt, Mighty Mouse goes up. I still don't care.
Me neither.
Just a weird one. I thought that's...
But the fans love Mighty Mouse.
Which one?
The comic cartoon.
Oh, okay. He's got to change that name. I don't know what that... If I'm Mighty Mouse, how do I fix my career? I don't know. Nothing's working.
How you can call himself the BBC.
Yeah, something.
That'd be sweet.
And then, you know, the UFC basically stole the sponsor, too.
Yeah, Xbox.
Did you see that?
Yep. Bullshit.
Did he get a fighter's fee?
Probably not. I don't think so. I'm sure there's some back alley money that's being exchanged.
There always is, right? There's these back room bonuses. You know, we'd like to take care of everybody. It's called a knob goblin.
Think he was in this. Spider-Man. You know, like, what we doing?
Exactly.
Yeah. Spit behind this motherfucker.
Hey, your favorite fighter is talking some crazy talking, though.
Okay.
There's a rumor that we might have a UFC Y card coming around the corner.
I like it.
And BJ Penn is rumored to come out of retirement for said card.
I like it.
What do you think about it?
I like it. But I'm
you good like that?
I'm racking my brain thinking about who the hell is he going to fight and at what
Chuck
weight
class. Chuck Liddell.
170?
He could do it. Yeah, he could fight anybody, but...
185? Is he still training? Fight. I haven't seen much of...
Oh, I doubt it. He's probably eating.
Jiu-jitsu? Eating that poi?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think he... You know, the last I had heard about BJ Penn, I want to say he was just away from fighting. He just wanted to be completely away.
With his family and stuff, so...
Yeah.
Maybe he's still training, though, like jiu-jitsu, just grappling, whatever, having fun with it. You never know. Like, I think GSP's still training, too. I think these guys all pretty much keep it rolling.
You
want
to do a GSP BJ Penn? Why?
No, dude.
Come on.
Oh, my God.
I'm sure that will work out.
He doesn't
want
to get his ass kicked in his home country. That would be crazy.
GSP's probably weighing, like, 210 right now.
Maybe more than that.
I don't know. I'm just, like, looking around at the posters going, man... Who would I want BJ Penn to fight if he came back? I don't want to see him anywhere near like 155. I think 170.
You can do a rematch.
Probably
with
be a
somebody.
Good weight or just fucking open weight. Does it really matter at this point?
BJ Penn versus Vitor Belfort.
Well, Vitor, he probably should be fighting at 170 now.
He should.
Yeah, he's off the TRT.
Yeah, he's smaller.
And he needs help. But they're doing. Vitor Belfort versus Dan Henderson 3.
They can just scrap that.
Fuck that.
Vitor Belfort on no TRT, I think that goes badly for
yeah.
him. Yeah.
He's going to sleep for sure.
Dan wants that one back. Yeah, wasn't that the one where he sent Dan flying, like lifted him off his feet?
I don't know.
I think
he might have.
The uppercut or something?
Something. It sounds familiar. Vaguely.
I think that was the one. What else you got?
So, Kenny Florian had posted this picture the other day. He said, I'm not sure if anything beats this UFC Japan poster. It's pretty fucking sweet. You got Barnett and Roy Nelson as two samurais.
Awesome.
Getting ready to throw down. And then I saw this card the other day. Bang versus Cunts. And I don't know. I think that beats it.
It does. That's fucked up.
Bang cunts, Ingo. Bang cunts.
Do you think when they made that poster, they were just laughing their ass off?
Yes! What? Fucking bang cunts? Cunts bang.
Can you imagine? Okay, so you're the guy who makes that poster, and you're like, all right, I got to call Lorenzo or Dana or somebody. Like, let me take this picture. And then they send the picture to Dana, and then Dana's looking at it, and he gets a call.
Yeah.
And like, so what do you think we should do about this one? And he's probably just like, fuck it, print it.
He's like, you got the names backwards. It shouldn't be cunts bang. It should be bang cunts. That makes sense. That's common sense.
Yes. Yeah. What's all this shit I heard about him, too, with his cell phone, supposedly?
Rogan mentioned something about that on a podcast, that he needs to have an iPhone now so they can track something because of a lawsuit. I have no idea what it's about.
Is he allowed to talk about this? Seems like something you should keep private.
He talks about a lot of things, I think, on the podcast because he forgets that he's speaking in a public forum.
Uh-huh.
It happens. It doesn't happen here, but it happens.
Happen where?
No, I'm just saying it doesn't happen here, like us.
Oh, it does.
Does it?
Remember? We're just not live.
Oh, well, I just shut it down. Man.
We've cut things out before that we shouldn't be saying.
Shut it down. What else you got?
Me?
Yeah, you got anything news-wise?
Let me see. I had
editing on the fly here.
You told me you had 11 news articles.
So. I do, but I'm kind of going through because of some of the stuff. Well, I could mention Chris Cyborg's dropping 140 for her next fight in November. Mm-hmm. There's some juicy pictures that I'll post of her and
Best
friend forever. All I got to say about that. I don't have much else.
BFFs?
She said she won't kiss ass. That's why she's not in the UFC.
Okay. Will she lick ass?
I'm down with that.
You are?
Weird silence. What else is going on? Let's just move right
Pedro
along.
Pedro Hizo retired.
I saw that. Didn't he win? Got like a TKO victory?
Yeah, he retired.
Went out on top?
I don't know. That's about all I've got. We'll move
on. Right along. Going ass to nuts. This is going to be a quick show. It's very hot down here in the
suburbia. You're hot and I'm freezing. It's so strange.
I just pounded 2 cups of coffee.
Yeah.
That doesn't help. All right. Ass to nuts. Herder DiCarmo asks, if Frank Fertitta and Dana White fought, who would win?
Frank Fertitta and Dana White. Isn't Fertitta good on the ground and Dana's a good boxer, supposedly? So it's like style versus style.
Yeah.
Grappling versus boxing.
I don't know.
Who would win? Probably Fertitta, because Dana wouldn't knock out his boss, right?
I don't know. Dana's got really small hands, though. So I don't know what his knockout power is.
Does that affect anything with tiny hands?
Should.
Doesn't like Rousey with their tiny
hands? Think about like Brock Lesnar or they said George Foreman. These fucking ham hocks or
telephone poles.
Damn Shane Carwin.
Yeah.
Those fucking. I think if you have more meat in your hand, you're knocking more fools out.
Probably.
He has very small hands, not knocking anybody out.
Small hands.
Justin Dr. Ronald Carter, can you guys rank the top 5 most beloved fighters? Not the best, just the most loved by fans.
Okay.
I think BJ Penn is definitely on that list.
The most beloved fighters?
Like all time, I'd say he's
Chuck
there.
Liddell?
Yep. GSP. I hate to say this one, but I think Ronda Rousey's probably on that.
Beloved, yeah.
She brings over the female contingent. Mm-hmm.
Who else? Beloved by fans.
Probably Bass Rutten.
Yeah, Bass Rutten.
His acting gig.
Vanderlei Silva.
Mm-hmm.
Big one.
Even crazy Vanderlei.
They love him still.
With his flashlight.
Yep.
Fucking whatever. What's happening with that guy? I don't even know anymore. Another lawsuit.
He's banned for life or something.
I think he's suing. Everybody's suing somebody. It's like, Jesus Christ, you think about every fighter in the UFC. Someone's suing this guy. This guy's getting sued. He's suing that. Fucking Rampage is getting sued.
Rampage is another one. Yeah. Fans love Rampage.
Oh, yeah. That's a solid 8 right there.
Mm-hmm. Are we supposed to do 10?
No, it was top 5. We're good. Okay. Zeke Schwab. We missed a couple questions last week, so I'm going to bring them in. We saw a highly touted fighter in Paige VanZant dissolve into the old-time, messy, brawling, striking style. Also, we watched Jessica Eye's performance against Misha Tate. Why are our women's striking styles so far behind the men's divisions?
I think they're behind on all fronts, not just striking. I mean, it's a very new... I think the women are where the men were like 10 years ago, right?
Maybe 20 years ago.
Maybe 20, yeah.
Maybe 30.
Maybe
before
100.
They were even doing the sport.
You know?
I think it's...
I mean, shit, just yesterday they all have babies on their nipples and now they're fighting. I don't know.
Right.
Oh, what are you saying? Haters.
What are you saying?
Nothing. I'm not saying anything.
They belong in the kitchen, Ingo. Not fighting in an octagon.
That's not what I'm saying.
Making me dinner, God damn it. No.
Go make me a sandwich, right?
Right.
Go ahead.
Give me the black eye comment.
Black eye? Oh, what do you tell a woman with two black eyes?
I don't know.
Wait, I thought you were going to tell
me. No, I'm not telling you anything. I already told her twice, or something.
I'm not telling
it's
that
terrible.
Joke. It's a terrible joke. Domestic violence is bad. No, yeah. But that is why I think women's sports in general are far behind in men's, because, you know, we've been doing them longer, and I think there's way more money in men's sports, too. So with the exception of that right now, I would say is, like, well, one of them, I'm sure. But, like, in the U.S., like, the men's soccer team is way getting their ass kicked, like, on the national level. But our women's soccer team has been winning for years. So it's because the women are on par with the other women in the world, you know. So they're all coming up together. Whereas, you know, the men's soccer, like, Europe's been crazy in South America, way ahead of us because we don't, you know.
We don't soccer.
We do now.
We've been going.
So I don't know. I think that's the reason.
Well, I think they're also... I don't know if striking was always accepted for women.
When you think about it,
it's more of like if you were a woman and you're doing something. Like look at
smack.
Like all the, you know, Rousey has the judo background. Sarah McMahon had a wrestling background. So it was never. You don't really see any of these, with the exception of Holly Holm, come in with the striking background first. It seemed like they all went something else first. And then they're trying to add striking in, and as you've seen, like, oh, with the exception to, like, Joanna Jędrzejczyk, like, look at her striking. What, that's where she came in first, was like a fucking Muay Thai champion comes over and dominates, but you don't see that from everybody else, so.
No.
I think that's also a, because she's not from the U.S.
Yeah. Well, maybe. Maybe the American striking sucks.
That's what it is. Fuck America. What?
Fuck that.
Can't say that. Yes. Justin talking to Brown Carter. Diaz brothers versus Khabib and Connor. Who takes it and who dies? 209!
Well, I think when you take it to the streets, I think Khabib and Connor maybe not so tough.
Yeah, I'm thinking Diaz all day, all night. Like
they're fucking
all day.
Crazy. They're bringing nunchucks and throwing stars and fucking grenades.
Like weed. They ain't feeling shit. They may even lay down in the street for all I know, man.
What?
Yeah, that's Diaz awesome. All day, yes. All night. Last question. Rodrigo Machado, he said, here is a scenario for you guys. Dana White dies tomorrow by a cocaine overdose. And by somehow you guys become in charge of the UFC, how would you guys build your dream card? Step one, pride rules.
Yes.
Pride Step two, rules. No weight class. David versus Goliath.
No weight class.
And
bringing back Fedor, Brock Lesnar. Vanderlei Silva is no longer suspended.
In fact, we're going to encourage steroid use.
Yes, GSP's coming
back. You have
back.
To be on the juice. You have to test positive for at least two steroids.
Anderson Silva's coming back. Anderson Silva versus GSP.
I want Mighty Mouse versus Junior Dos Santos.
There you go.
David versus Goliath.
Perfect.
We'll get Mighty Mouse, who finally gets some fucking recognition. And he runs a trade on him. Cyborg and Rousey, that's definitely happened. Arlovski versus
Tim Sylvia
5. I think they fought four times.
There we go.
5. Soccer kicks are allowed, goddammit.
Yes. Okay.
There will be no draws. I'd go.
Lesnar Mir?
Sure. 3.
Goddamn.
Robbie Lawler versus Alistair Overeem.
Nice.
Fucking David Goliath for Stand and Bang.
Yes.
John Jones, Chris Weidman. What else we want? Yeah, I think all drugs.
Jacare versus Verdum.
Sure, fucking whatever. 2 versus 1, yeah. 3 versus 1.
Perfect.
But it's got to be little guys. If you're going 2 versus 1, you have this to have 2 little guys, 1 big guy.
The fighter salary is going to be $30 million.
Oh my god, we're going to go out of business on one fight. I'm sorry, but the pay per view is going to be $300. You're going to have to support us. We got a lot of shit going. There's a lot of moving pieces. And I'm sure half the guys are going to get injured, but we're going to shoot them up with all sorts of steroids.
Yeah,
so they'll fight right through it.
Put some Tussin on it.
That's right.
Windex, whatever.
And stun guns will be, if there's this lull in the action, we're going to fucking stun people. Husamar Paharis is coming back in the UFC.
Okay.
He's going to fight himself. Mm-hmm. I don't give a shit. He's breaking something.
Breaking Electric 2 Boogaloo? Boogaloo? Whatever that movie is.
Breaking
Breaking Two, Electric Boogaloo.
Sure.
Remember that movie?
Yeah, I used to be big into the '90s back in that day.
Oh, you did? I did not know that. Can you do that head spinning thing?
No, I do the helicopter. I do a caterpillar like a motherfucker.
Okay, nice.
Coffee grinder.
Coffee grinder. I don't know what that is.
But I don't know.
Okay.
But I got all the ground moves.
Don't do it now because I think you don't want to injure yourself.
I used to do like a handspring up onto my buddy's shoulders, and then he would grab my legs and plant me down, and I'd fucking break it down.
No way.
Break it down. You have to have linoleum. And you used to roll around with a sheet of linoleum and a fucking boombox. A ghetto blaster in some circles.
Are you messing with me?
No,
right
this
now?
Is fifth grade, motherfucker. We were champions.
That's awesome.
Okay. We had fucking routines. We had it all down. Then I go to bust my big move to come on, and my buddy drops me on my head when I do that like handstand to the thing, and he's supposed to plant my feet, and fucks up and drops me right on the side. Like, oh, that's a good way to start this talent show. Hey!
This explains a lot, Matt.
Yep.
He was dropped on his
fucking
head.
Moonwalking.
Multiple times.
What do I have all these headaches and concussion? Fucking stuff.
Maybe that's it, huh?
I don't know.
It's all coming back to you now.
It is. Moving right along. Going to some knowledge. Have you ever seen this sign?
Yes, I have, actually.
Sagging pants. Not allowed on these premises. Please pull your pants up to your waist before entering.
Yep. Where'd you see that sign?
Enchanted Castle.
Oh, I was going to say. Usually, it's in the sketchier parts of town where people go that may or may not be from the hood. And they like to sag their pants because like, they're in a gang and they throw them down. So I'm surprised it says, like, no colors or no hats and this kind of shit.
Yeah, I remember that. I went into a mall once, and I had my hat on backwards when I was in high school, and I had the mall security come up to me and try to tell me, you need to turn your hat around. I said, oh, is that a fact? I have to turn my hat around? Yeah. I started laughing at him.
See this conversation.
Like, no, you have to turn your hat around. We have rules. We have rules in this mall. You know, blah, blah, blah. Like, oh, okay, yeah. Where are those rules at? Is there a sign up that says I have to fucking wear my hat this way?
Yeah.
No? Okay, why don't you call the police? I'm going to be in the fucking arcade over here. You can come and get me. Come fucking get me.
Did they call the police?
No.
Well, I don't think they can legally tell you to do that.
They can't tell you that.
That sign seems illegal, too.
Yeah, what are you going
to
do?
Is it a dress code thing? Because technically you're still covered up, right? Why is it bad to see your underpants?
I don't know. As long as
you're not showing skin.
Exactly.
Seems racist, man.
It is.
Fucking racist.
Trying to keep black people out.
Exactly. Because they won't pull their pants up. Fuck that. I'm not going in there.
What if I just happen to lose a ton of weight? What if I'm Jared from Subway?
Oh, God. Then you're fucked. You're going to jail for a long time.
That may have been a bad person to bring up.
Yeah.
Who else was really big and went on a diet of fucking molesting? Or no, he didn't molest.
A diet of molesting?
Alleged child pornography.
There's never alleged child pornography.
There's not.
I don't believe in that.
They didn't plant that on him?
No.
I hear some of these agencies like to plant that on people. Maybe he's getting a little too popular. Maybe Quiznos had a little something to do with
that. Slip that in there.
Fuck this Jared guy. We've got all this. I'm going to stop while I'm ahead. I'm not going to say anything about footlongs.
We're getting so sued.
Hey, this whole show was alleged and brought to you by FanDuel.
Yes. What is it? Code MMA Nuts, right? 100% deposit match.
I'm sure. Well, you're going to sell 1,000 of those today.
Uh-huh.
If not a million.
Cock and balls.
That's right. Shut down. Let's get out of the show. I'm sorry.
MMA Nuts.
Worst show ever. Back room. Thanks for playing.
Later.